the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Welcome to our worship for this Sunday as we stand on the edge of Lent. Ash Wednesday is, of course, the beginning of Lent, and on that day a pre-recorded service will be available from 10 o'clock in the morning that will hopefully speak to you in some way as we begin this season during these strange times. The following week, our Lent group begins as we consider God and the pandemic using the Tom Wright book. Do please, if you're going to join us for that, make sure you've read that first chapter, and obviously you'll need to have a copy of the book to be able to do that. Or you can have an audio book, that's another option. Also during Lent, our bishop, our area bishop Paul, will be offering a reflection each week that be about 6, 7, 8 minutes, a bit like our midweek musing. They'll be available, you can watch those and have his companionship as we go through the season of Lent. And lastly, thank you to all of those of you who've donated towards our cameras. Thank you very much. There's still opportunity to do that, and even if it's just a small donation, they all help to help pay for that project, which we hope will be installed in the coming weeks. Information about all of this is on our website.
Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the second book of Kings. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you? And he said, Yes, I know. Keep silent. Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said, As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you? And he answered, Yes, I know. Be silent. Then Elijah said to him, Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. But he said, As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you. Elisha said, Please, let me inherit a double share of your spirit. He responded, You have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted to you. If not, it will not. As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended into a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Servants are listening, you have the words of eternal life. Amen. Train from Leeds to Edinburgh, Edinburgh to Glasgow, Glasgow to Oban, ferry from Oban to Craignure, bus from Craignure to Fionnfort, ferry from Fionnfort to Iona. It would have taken less time to get from Leeds to Paris than from Leeds to Iona. But when I boarded the ferry for the short crossing to the island, tears ran down my face, and I had the strangest sense of going home. Whilst I run the risk of being an Iona bore, I know this is not the first time I've mentioned my pilgrimage there, it is relevant for today, because Iona has become for me a place of transfiguration. Because I don't think I really got what it was about, transfiguration, that is, until then. For it seems to me that this moment described in our gospel this morning, in which Jesus is revealed with startling clarity, is not just a singular event, but part of an ongoing revelation given to invite and encourage us to see things differently as we go about our daily lives. And that's why I began with Iona, because there I learned about this. For there the normal pace of life is suspended. You stop rushing about and take the time to truly see the person before you, to savor the birdsong, to appreciate the light, to see more deeply, to listen. This change of seeing was what happened to the disciples. They saw Jesus differently. And it's captured so well by the Scottish poet Edwin Muir in his poem, The Transfiguration, where he writes, "Was it a vision, or did we see that day the unseeable, one glory of the everlasting world, perpetually at work though never seen?" He goes on, "Yet the world we saw that day made this unreal, for all was in its place." On Iona, my eye was opened up to see things differently, though I don't think I recognized it at first. I was a bit bewildered by the experience, rather like the disciples. It was only when I came home and stumbled across that poem that things seemed to fit together. I found and read it amidst the day-to-day stuff of living, of shopping and emails, of trying not to be too grumpy and cross, and realized that something important happened on that island. But Iona, with its white beaches and ancient abbey, seems such a long way in this time of lockdown. And what might wistful dreaming about another place have to say to us today? Well, it's simply because my time there taught me that though things might seem otherwise, there is a deeper and richer reality beneath the surface of our lives. And since then, it's been part of my daily prayer to see it, to perceive it. It was before, but not in the same way. And I think that's the journey that James, Peter, and John were on too, once they'd come down from the mountain. Their way of seeing the world could never be the same again. But what about when we cannot get to Iona, or when mountaintops are out of bounds? And here I turn to a book I read recently entitled Rooted in Detachment, Living the Transfiguration, written by the then Bishop of Portsmouth, Kenneth Stevenson. Bishop Stevenson died in 2011 and wrote this book in 2007, having been diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia and undergoing various treatments. So he was not writing of the Transfiguration through the lens of Scottish islands or mountaintops, but during the daily challenges he faced. I met him once. He came to our theological college. It was a memorable college seminar, for he was a good mix of mischief and humor, intelligence and insight, and the book reflects these traits of character. Without going into detail, Stevenson reminds us that we get glimpses of the Transfiguration just as much in the midst of our daily lives as we do when we go to special places. He writes, "Transfiguration enables me to see everything in my life in a new and different way altogether." To see everything in my life in a new and different way. I came back from Iona challenged to see my daily life differently. Peter, James, and John must have had to do the same. And Bishop Stevenson, through his disfiguration, came to see the transfiguration more fully. And it seems to me that the reason each year that we read the Transfiguration on the Sunday before Lent is because the season before us is one in which we learn to see things differently. And in many ways, the days of Lent, Holy Week, Easter to the Ascension mirrors the gospel we have heard today. For we have the ascent up the mountain, hard work, tiring, long, Lent. We have the experience of the mountaintop, confusion, seeing things differently, Holy Week and Easter. And then we have the journey down from the mountain, trying to make sense of all that has happened the days from Easter to Ascension. The first part of that journey is before us, and it begins on Wednesday with Ash, a reminder of our mortality and the truth of our existence, and we go on from there. And even though it feels like we have been living through a kind of perpetual Lent over the last year, the season is upon us again with an invitation from this gospel. To remember, fashioned through our experiences, whether they be on islands or in hospital wards, at home or at work, that though things might seem otherwise, though we might seem unable to see through the cloud that can sometimes overshadow us, there is a deeper and richer reality too. A reality that shines through the clouds from time to time, as I think we all know, illuminates the dull and the dreary, that softly speaks of our belovedness and challenges us to live rooted in a way of seeing that recognizes God present with us. Revealed, perhaps, in the hands of a carer, in the voice of our beloved, in the song of a bird, even in the eyes of a stranger. These moments invite us to pause in wonder, and they are glimpses of the Transfiguration. Paradoxically then, Iona, I think, taught me that we don't have to travel far to experience Transfiguration. And that is good news as we get ready for Lent. Was it a vision, or did we see that day the unseeable, one glory of the everlasting world, perpetually at work?
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father.
Apostolic Church, we acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Father of all, you have called us to be sisters and brothers in Christ. We pray for your church on earth. Fill us with the power of your Spirit. We pray for our bishops, Nicholas and Paul, who lead this diocese, for all our clergy and lay ministers. Inspire our praise and encourage us to have a deeper knowledge of the gospel message. Although separated at this time, we pray that there may be opportunities to encounter the living God and to be nourished by word and sacrament. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, you have created the world and created us in your image. We thank you for the diversity and richness of our world, for the rhythm of the seasons and the beauty of the earth. We pray for all victims of our world's mistakes. We pray for those who seek evil. And we ask for your guidance and courage for our world leaders and advisors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we thank you for our families and friends, our church family from whom we are separated from at this time. We give thanks for the many ways in which we can serve you and each other beyond these walls. And we pray for a time when there will be an opportunity to gather together in fellowship. We hold before you all those on the pastoral care team. In their many ways, the light of Christ is held out to those who are vulnerable from this church community. We give thanks for their dedication and love. We pray today for all the churches of this parish of Whitkirk and Colton, holding before you all our ecumenical partners. As we journey towards the season of Lent, may we become more aware of your love and grace as a gift to be shared. We pray today for the residents of Knight's Close. We pray for those who we love and worry about, those who we find difficult to share company with due to relationship breakdown or the present circumstances. We commend one another to your safekeeping. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, when we are frail, you give us strength. When we are anxious, you give us peace. When we are hurting, you give us wholeness. We pray for anyone that we know who are frail, anxious, or hurting. We remember all those who are currently ill in hospital or at home. Pray for the housebound and the lonely, and for those who have no one to pray for them. In this church family, we have been asked to pray for George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Blowers, and Brenda Making. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, your love raised Jesus from the dead for our salvation. We pray for all those who have passed through the veil of death and are now at peace with you. We remember by name those who have recently died, Brenda Todd and Olive Lawrence. And for Evelyn Austin, whose anniversary of death occurs at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, by your Holy Spirit, you have made us one with your saints in heaven and on earth. Grant that our earthly pilgrimage may be ever supported by this fellowship of love and prayer, and know ourselves surrounded by their witness to your power and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, apparently it's St. Valentine's Day. And as we come to this bit, which is traditionally was the kiss of peace, the early church were a little bit racy in that this was the kiss of peace. It's not a metaphor, it was a physical reality, and we've become much more domesticated in our kind of later days. So I thought what we could do would be at this point would be to, if you're with your loved one, You can obviously share a kiss if you're able to get out your chair and do that. That would be lovely. But if not, and if you're on your own, just blow kisses as a kind of symbol of our affection and our love for each other on this day. In church and at home, we are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Ah.
Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known through the breaking of bread. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth. For by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness.
Amen.
embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. The night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. With favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Look, Jesus Christ, the bread of heaven, is broken for the life of the world. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus, bread of life, bread for the world, feed us with your presence. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy God, we see your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. May we who are partakers at his table reflect his life in word and deed, that all the world may know his power to change and save. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Fill us, good Lord, with your spirit of love, and make us one in heart and mind, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of hope, fill you and those whom you love with all joy and peace in believing. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.